the smaller of you can't walk for people, you dab this, you lift this, you fail to recognize your God-given privilege. Duty, thus therefore.
You believe it with all your heart. Promised it in the last day. Hasn't been for 2,000 years because the Bible said it wouldn't be. But Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom when that angel come, turned his back to the tent and asked for Sarah and told what she said in the building. How many know that?
Yeah.
Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. When? Just before Sodom burned. That's just before this world's going to burn. The whole unbelieving world will be going to chaos and burn the fervent heat. We know that. And just before that time, remember, thus saith the Holy Spirit, this is your last sign. Write it in your Bible. If something rises besides this and greater than this, call me a false prophet. That's quite a statement. I watch what I say. I'm in contact with better than 10 million people around the world. So I have to say that, and I know I didn't say that myself. Now he's here. I can't heal you. I have nothing to heal you with. But the one that has healed you is here trying to get you to believe it and accept it. Now, I ask you as my brother and my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ, believe this gospel message. And if you don't want to believe me because I don't belong to your denomination, I don't belong to any denomination, I am a Methodist. I'm a Pentecostal Methodist Nazarene Pilgrim Holiness. See? I'm your brother. I'm a Mennonite Amish. I'm all that, see? I'm your brother. I'm the family, the Church of God. Everywhere you find brother to help your people around the world that sponsor my meetings to stay behind me in foreign fields and back me up. Brother, I'm right here to represent. I'm your brother. I'm for you 100%. I'm happy for you tonight in this great dark hour to know that you're a man and women of God sitting here to represent this great gospel that we're preaching. Don't be ashamed, brother. You've got the truth. Stay with it. Don't divvy from it right or left. Stay right with it. How many out there doesn't have prayer cards that's sick? I see you raise your hands wherever you are. There was a woman in the Bible, as we said, and I didn't have a prayer card, but she said, I believe that story about that man. If I can touch his garment, I'll be made whole. How many know that story? When she touched him, she went out and sat down. And Jesus said, who touched me? And Peter rebuked and said, everybody touched. He said, but I got weak. How many know that virtue means great weak? You got weak, that's if you can't go. Soon, here it comes again. I'll be leaving the field. My ministry's going to change. I can't be evangelist and a seer at the same time, but built the people under a false hope. Why? Now, my, I wish that wouldn't do that. But look, now in this audience for tonight, if God will show one sign like that, that He is here with us, will all of you believe it with all your heart? Then, if that woman touched his garment, and then he turned around and told her that she had a blood issue, and said, Peter said, I did it. He said, your faith did it. Is that right? That's going to be your faith that does it. Is that right? Your faith that does it. Now, have you noticed your clergyman, your ministers tonight? Each night they stood up here behind me to pray for me instead of getting out there to be called in the line. Several of them already healed, I know it. They're sick too, they're needy, but they prefer their congregation first. That's shepherds. as you believe. Now, how many know that he's that same high priest tonight that he was then? Where is he at? Sitting at the right hand of the Father. Is that right? A high priest that can be touched by what? The feeling of our infirmity. Is that true? Can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. All right? If he can be touched and he's the same high priest, how would he act tonight if you touched him the same way he did then? Is that right? Everybody believe that? Say, raise your hand. All around the world. All right? Now, I'm just going to wait a moment. I'm waiting for the audience to get quiet, ready. The Holy Spirit is so timid. Oh, just one more thing, he'll go away. He'll just leave me. Then I have to walk away. You believe. Now, you people I say that don't have a prayer card, raise up your hand. I think there's no prayer. I don't think you get out any prayer cards either. We're going to give them out tomorrow, Sunday one, or Sunday afternoon service, or tomorrow, whenever the Lord will. Now you pray. You say, high priest. Not William Branham. William Branham's a man, sinner saved by grace. Just like you are. But Lord, I believe the man told me the truth. It's the Bible. He tells me this is the day that God promised it. I want some of you people that's not crippled. First, well, then we get to the cripples afterwards. Now, if I look over here and say, this little girl, she's crippled. I say, this little boy here, this break on his leg. I might guess that they probably had polio did that. Oh, sure, anybody can look at that. See, this boy's crippled. This woman's crippled. Sure, anybody sees that. Certainly, that wouldn't be no miracle. Well, what about you out there looks good and healthy? That's the one. That's the one. You pray. Our Heavenly Father, there's a bunch of handkerchiefs laying here. And they represent the sick people. And they bring these because in the Bible they took from the body of Paul. Handkerchiefs and aprons. And the Bible said that unclean spirits went out of them. Devils left them. They were healed. These people in another age believe the same because they have seen you moving in, Paul. They knew that he was your servant. And Paul has gone long ago, Lord, to glory. But you're still the same Holy Spirit that was on him. You promised that you'd do the same thing. And you're doing it. Now, one writer said that when Israel was cut off from the promised land, and the Red Sea was holding it back, that God looked down through that pillar of fire with angry eyes. And that Red Sea got scared. And it moved back. And the children of Israel passed over into the promised land. Now, Lord, look tonight through the blood of Jesus. And every one of these handkerchiefs, when they're laid on the people, may that devil get scared and move back. May that sick person cross into that good promise of divine healing. As you said, above all things, I will you prosper and help. Grant it, Lord. Through Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Now, as we're studying, I want everyone reverently and quietly. Be reverent. Be quiet. Just be in prayer. And in your heart, say, Lord Jesus, let me touch your garment. I know Brother Branham doesn't know me. He has no idea who I am or where I am or nothing about me. But if you'll just turn, and he tells me that we read word that people are born in the world for certain things for certain ages. He said, since a little baby boy, he's heard these things come. If you just let me touch your garment, let you speak to you, Brother Brown. Let him tell me what I'm praying about, what I'm here for, what something or I'll believe you. Just say that. Say, I'm not doubting, Lord, but I'm in need. You just have faith and believe. Just we're waiting, humbly, sweetly waiting. Nobody's pressing now. Just relax yourself. Now, if everyone can see what I see, if you want to look, there's a man sitting right back there. He's got heart trouble for one thing. Another thing, he's got a blood clot on his chest. I believe he'll miss it. He's from Michigan. Mr. Hannah. Stand up on your feet, sir. Receive your healing. Jesus Christ makes you well. While you're on your feet, sir, are you and I strangers? One another, raise up your hand. Those things that was said, everything was said was true. Wave your hand like this to the audience. Wasn't you praying for God to touch you, the high priest? If that's right, wave your hand like this. You are healed. 40 feet away from me. What did he touch? What did he touch? Does that make the Bible true, brethren? He's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. You believe it? Now someone else somewhere pray. I can only say as I watch that light and feel your spirit drawing. It's not my selection, it's the Father's. I just speak. But if I do not the works of Jesus Christ, then I'm not his witness. I don't have to do that. That's my ministry. These men don't have to do that. They won't. There's not, and I'll say this in the name of the Lord, there has not been or will not be till I'm gone. Exactly what he told me when he ordained. The man sitting right back here is shattered to death. Just had a cancer operation, but it wasn't no good. Mr. Hope, for whom? Stand on your feet and believe. Am I a stranger to you, sir? Raise up your hand. Are those things right? Everything right? Wave your hand like this, if that's right. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Go be well. Believe with all your heart. Cancer spirit somewhere. You just feel it's the devil's shadow. Not me. Are you for thinking that? Not me. Him. Yeah. Look right now. Can't you see that light, brother? Let's stand right there. See? It's right over that man sitting over that red towel. The man has leukemia. That's right. Stand on your feet, sir. If you're sitting there praying, flat, stand on your feet if those things are right. Are we strangers to one another? Wave your hand back and forth. The things that were told you're right, raise your hand again. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be healed. Look here. See this lady sitting right here? You're praying for that baby. Baby can't live on earth outside of God. You believe me to be God's prophet, his servant? If I tell you what's wrong with the baby and you believe it'll get well, if you're in contact enough to believe, the baby has a hole in his heart.
Glory to God.
If that's right, raise up your hand.
That's true. That's true.
You believe now? Put your hand on it. That's where you got it. God, I rebuke that devil. Let that baby be in the name of Jesus Christ. Here, this woman was sick. She's waiting in here. Look around this way, sister. Right here. You seem to be the sickest one of the group. You were praying.
may we be as prophets and servants? You see a wheelchair for those points. That man sitting right there. He's had a stroke. He's a preacher. Name Ferguson. Give me more, Lord Jesus. I do not heal people. Excuse me, I had a father, I don't want to get so sick. Sure. Your sister's here watching you. She loves you. You're shattered to death. You know that. Can't lay outside of God. Males know that, don't they? You come from males. You've been males up there. Males faint. Cancer killing them. They brought you down here for this meeting. And it's true. Your sister's been with me. I can't hear you. But let me ask you something. There were three lepers one time set at a gate when Samaria was being besieged by the Syrians. They said, why do we sit here till we die? If we stay here, we're sure to die. If we go into the city, we're going to die anyhow because we're each one of us children in there. But said, what if we go down to the camp of the enemy? If they kill us, we just die anyhow. But if we... if we're saved alive, we live. God honored that, didn't he? And they were saved and saved. You're set in the same way. Mabel turned you down, this man. Stranger to you, who you are. Now, but I want to ask, they turned you down with nothing to do for you. If you lay there, you'll die. If you go to Mabel, you'll die. You're not asked to go to the enemy now. You're looking to come to the house of the Father tonight to see you. You believe with all your heart and rise up and take that stretcher and walk out of here and go home. What about you, lady? You don't have a stretcher looking this way. You believe in the promise? Yes. You believe with all your that old flying you believe? You believe in God's promise? And rise up out of there.
There, just right over the lady, just moving around. Forgive me if I ask you that. This is another dimension. I realize I'm in an auditorium. And I realize I'm looking at a woman. And she's praying. And I'm watching. I never seen her in my life. But I can, if I was to tell you by the Holy Spirit what you're praying about, you'll know whether it's the truth or not. You're praying about a rupture. That is right. Also an intestinal cross. Complication. If that is right, raise up your hand like this. If I'm a stranger, you raise your other hand up. There's a certain sign of his resurrection. She touched something. Is that right? How about you all? You believe? Fine, trouble. I don't know you, do I? We're strangers to one another. You got trouble in your spine. What if God would tell me who you were? Would you believe me to be his prophet? Miss Hollenbach. Right. That helps your friend sitting next to you. I don't know you either, but God knows you. But you're not praying for yourself, you're praying for somebody else. If I tell you what it is, would you believe me to be his prophet? You're praying for a nephew that's an alcoholic. That's right, Abraham. I challenge you to believe. This man is sitting here with his head bowed, crying, praying. He's sitting here on the steps. You got stomach trouble, haven't you, sir? You're a stranger with him. You stay a little while. You got to go back home. You're from Des Moines. That's right. Your wife has a gland trouble, doesn't it? Your little boy, little child, has got asthmatic condition. That's right, raise up your hand. Put your hand over the wall, doesn't it? Well, you can go home and be well. You don't have no such thing as a prayer card, do you, sir? No. You just believe it, that by. We're strangers to one another, raise up your hand. You and I don't know one another. We're strangers to one another. Have faith. Something happened, I'm not too sure where it was. Leaping, red. It's a man. Raise your head. I didn't hear it. You're suffering with a gallbladder trouble. You were praying, oh God, I do need tonight. Am I, sir? Are we strangers to one another? Raise up your hand if we're strangers to one another. Can't you? I know you think it is, that Bible. You're not from right here. You're in a city called Canton. Right? Your name is Mr. Ella. That's true, isn't it? Raise up your hand. Right? Here's a lady down just below you, sitting down this way, hands up to her mouth praying. She has a stomach trouble. You have a chronic condition in your throat, too. We're strangers to one another. Say, you're also from Canton. That's exactly right. Your name is Miss Ethan. E-F-F-L-A-N-D. That's right, raise up your hand. Stand up on your feet so the people can see if that's the truth. If we're strangers, raise up your hand. You believe me? Then I praise your home to be well.
I'm riding on it. It can't fail. It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God, raised from the dead.
doing the same thing the Holy Spirit interpreted to the man tonight and said, like it was coming from Emmaus. You're shutting with God. Do you believe it with all your heart? Now, Lord, get blind to me. How many sinners, and you're every one of you, come here and stand by me. You want to ride into glory on His Word? Come here and stand here. Another. Come on out of the Bible. All sinners come here this minute. Young and old. That's the way to come. Come out and it's all right. Such conviction, man falling over one another. Come!
Come!
Why are you trusting anything of some certain from church theology? Come be born of the Holy Ghost or you're lost. Your church will never save you, as good as it may be. You only belong to church, you're lost until you're born again. Come! God gave the word as a certain sound, He confirmed it with a certain sound, and it's perfectly in order. Come! Every soul of sin offense, come. Trust in the Lord. I invite you to come. No uncertainty about this. God said so. God confirms the word. And you're hearing for the son of the lifetime to be called on me in the country. There'll never be another on the field till I'm gone. Thus saith the Lord. There has not been and will not be. Come on, you down. Remember, I'll lead you as a judge. You say you ought to sing some prophetic song. You ought to get up out of your seat and come on the conviction out of the prophetic song. But the word of God and the witness of the Holy Ghost. Flee the wrath of God to come. Flee the scorches of hell that they sit in. Come when you've got a chance to come. Remember, I say in the name of Jesus Christ, I will not be responsible for your sin at the day of judgment if you don't come right back and receive Christ. You that has not got the Holy Ghost, you that don't know that you're a real Christian, you come, I challenge you, I call you, I persuade you in the name of Jesus Christ. You think it's too far from the balcony? It'll be a longer distance than that when you walk that road to the eternal hell, where you'll start sometimes. The Lord, the rest is yours. I can't do no more. Patience is growing thin. This may be the last time you'll ever have a call at your heart. You better come. You might cry for that call some night when you're laying out there on the highway, blood running out of your veins, pinned under a car, laying there in the bed of the doctor, saying you're gone. You might want that feeling come to your heart. It'll not be there. He'll laugh at you. You better come now. Remember, I tell you in the name of the Lord. You believe, I ain't called myself His prophet. You did.
I know the word of the Lord that is true. He's confirmed it. Come ever so. Come, that's right. Come, come now while you can come. Flee the wrath that's coming the following day.
You know the place they're calling. You know everything, God, because you're omnipresent. How many doesn't have prayer cards?
Raise up your hand. You're sick. Raise up your hand.
Now, you don't have to have a prayer card. I asked you to believe this story that I told about him to be the truth. There was a woman in the Bible, let's say she had a blood issue, we know the story. She didn't have a prayer card say either. But she said, I believe that man's the truth. I believe that's the Son of God. If I can touch him, I'll be made well. How many knows the story? And when she touched him, what happened? She went off maybe and sat down for sure. She was satisfied in her own heart that she had touched the Messiah. Do you believe that? Now listen, watch me and listen to me. It touched the Messiah. And Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? Now while they're getting those people ready, who touched me? And Peter rebuked him and said, well, Lord, everybody's touching you. Why do you say who? In other words, why makes you say such a thing as that? Well, people think something wrong with you. Why do you say such a thing? He said, but I perceive that strength has gone out of me. Is that right? Well, if that makes the Son of God feel strength go out of him, what would it do to you and I, a sinner, saved by grace? We couldn't do it one time unless he said, the things that I do shall you also, and more than this shall you do. I know the King James says greater, but look at the Israel translation. More. No one could do greater because he'd done everything that could be done. He raised the dead and stopped nature and done everything. See? All right. Now, and that little woman touched his garment, and he felt virtue go from him, and he looked around over the audience until he found where she was, and he told her about her blood issue and said her faith had saved her. Is that right? Was that Jesus yesterday? Is that the way he did it yesterday? Well, if he's the same today, won't he do it the same today? Sure would. Now, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is that true? You believe that? He's raised from the dead? Then how could you... Well, Brother Branham, how would I touch him? Now, if you want to touch him, you better listen to what I'm saying. Look, how will I touch him? He is right now a high priest. Hebrews, 3rd chapter. A high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Is that right?
Amen.
Now, his visible body sits in the presence of God on the throne of his majesty. Is that right? His spirit is here in the church, his life, living in us, and he is the vine. We are the branches. The vine doesn't bear fruit. The branches bear fruit. The vine energizes the branches, John 15. Is that right? Now, if he's the same high priest and you could reach up the glory and touch him with your faith, what would he do? If he's the same high priest, he'd act the same way. He'd do the same thing. Then you yield yourself to him, I'll yield myself to him, and then if you touch his garment with your infirmities that he promised in his Bible he'd do, see if he'll turn around and use my voice and use your body. Use us together. You out there in the audience that won't be in the prayer line, we'll get all these prayer cards by and by, but let's start with the first now. All right. Now, first, you people in that prayer line, how many out there that is sick and I don't know you? Raise up your hands. All out there that you know that I don't know nothing about you, raise up your hands. Every person in the audience that knows that I'm... The people in the prayer line, that I'm a stranger to you in the prayer line, raise up your hands. I do not know you. Raise up your hands. I think it's 100% all alone. All right. Now, here is a beautiful picture. You remember when I first came to Chicago about that. So now here's a beautiful picture of the Bible. Here's a picture of St. John, the 4th chapter. Here's a woman I never seen, don't know nothing about her, and I never seen her before in my life. She's a stranger to me. I'm a stranger to you. We meet for our first time. Now, if this, anybody ever in Palestine to see where Jesus met that woman at that well? It's a panoramic, something like that, out little well out there where he was sitting there, seeing the woman. Now, here's a man and a woman standing here that's never met before in life. And we're strangers. And I can tell you this before we start. She's not of my nationality. She really doesn't speak good English. That's true. There's a Samaritan and a Jew. Now, I am not him, but it's his spirit that's in me.
And then if he is the same yesterday and forever, and I never seen you, know nothing about you, you're just a woman who comes up here. If God will reveal to me something that's in your life, like he did that woman there, you'll know whether it's the truth or not. You would know it. And then, like something that you have done, something that you're here for, something that's wrong with you, or if I don't know you, I know nothing about you because you're making have a hard time really understanding me. But if I don't know nothing about you, then if he will reveal it, it'll have to come through spirit somewhere. You believe that? Will the audience believe that? Here we are both together. Now, is he a living? Then what if he was standing here with this suit on he gave me? If this woman had come and say, Lord, will you heal me? You know what he'd say? I've already done it. You are redeemed. If an article is redeemed from a pawn shop, it cannot be redeemed the second time. We got the receipt. They can't charge us the second time. We've got a receipt. We've got a receipt from God. Amen. The price is paid. We are redeemed. You are healed. If I've come to this woman, now what would he do standing here? Then if he has already healed her, by his stripes we were healed. It placed the past tense. You were healed. All ministers, all Bible readers know that. It's a past tense. Now, if he come here, then what would he do? He could show himself alive. And how would we know that he was? Because his spirit would come in us and act just the same way it did when he was here in his body. Is that right? I, personal pronoun, will be with you, even in you. The works that I do, shall you do? A little while, and the world, cosmos, world order, church order, and so forth, will see me no more. Yet ye, church, shall see me, for I will be with you. I'll be even in you to the end of the world. The works that I do, shall you do also. Here it is. Is my message the truth? If it is, then God will keep his word. Now, ladies, you look on me just a moment. I want to talk to you. Fasting, the reason I brought you here, is so that I could segregate you from the rest of the people so I could talk to you. Everybody with the Spirit. Jesus put all people out of the house when he healed Jairus' daughter. He took a deaf man or a blind man and led him out of the city away from the crowd so you could get him away so he could talk to him. That's the reason I got you here. There is an anointing of the Spirit. And that woman, she might not understand me. But if you can understand me now, you'd be honest with me. Just now, something happened to you. A real sweet, calm feeling come over you just now. If that's right, raise your hand. I'm looking right straight at that light that you see in the picture, which Jesus Christ is that light. When he was here first, he was in God the Father in the light. The children of Israel followed him through the wilderness. He said, I come from God and go to God. As his death, burial, and resurrection, Saul was on his road down to Damascus, and a light struck him down, that same light. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. See? Now that's that same light. Now if God will describe to me something, you be the witness, whether it's true or not. You are here for me to pray for you for a nervous condition you're suffering with. Nervous. If that's right, wave your hand like this so the people see. Now, there's other things. You have gallbladder trouble, gallbladder attack. And being that you said that out just then, Brother Hicks standing close, we'll see if it's just whether it was right or not. Let's watch just a minute farther. Yes, you're here for somebody else, a sick child of yours that you left at home. Besides that, you got a sister that's got a sick child that you're standing for. If that's true, wave your hand. You have received what you've asked for. Your faith has saved you. Praise. Go home and you'll find it. God bless you. Everything will be all right. Praise. God bless you. You go to believe in everything will be just right. You believe that? Is he alive? Now, you know I don't know that woman.
How could I? I don't even know what I said. The only thing I know is watch this tape recorder when it records it back. Now, the Bible said if they say and it comes to pass what they said, then believe it. I told you he raised from the dead. And he's proved it. Yes. Believe it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now here's the here's another picture of another woman. It happens to be a woman. I do not know the woman. I've never seen her. We're strangers to one another, and we're two races of people. She's Anglo-Saxon and she's Ethiopian. But when they talked to the woman at the well, the Samaritan, when the Samaritan woman said there was a segregation, he let her know right quick that there's no difference between the colors that we was. God is the God of the human race. The countries we lived in and changed our colors has nothing to do with what we are. One was raised in one country, turned one yellow and the other black and the other brown and the other white. And that has nothing to do with it. We come from one tree, Adam and Eve. That's right. The human race springs in there. My God is your God. My Creator is your Creator. But you are being a colored woman. Me is called white man. Then we're two different races of people. But we stand like I'm trying to make them see something. St. John, the fourth chapter, Jesus meeting a woman that was a Samaritan. Now, if God will declare to me what your trouble is, would you believe me to be his prophet or his servant? I have to watch that word. It's a stumbling block for many people. So, we know it and believe it. Yeah. You're suffering with growths. Those growths are in the intestinal tract. That's right, raise up your hand. If God will tell me who you are, will you believe me? He told Simon Peter who he was. Is that right? Then Mrs. Hall, go home. Jesus Christ. Now, all of you colored people believe on the Lord right now. He is the Lord Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe him? Be real reverent. All right, here's, I believe, another colored sister. Come forward. We are strangers to each other. As I said to the lady, I believe it was, that passed, not all, you know, when it leaves me the vision, I'm not beside myself, but you go into another world. You see things that happened long ago and something's happening somewhere else and you wonder where you're standing at when you come back. That's the reason this weakens you. You can see the effect it takes. Someday I'll leave the world, but the world will never know till we meet there what I go through. To try to let them know that my Lord is real. He raised from the dead. He's not dead. He's alive. I believe it with all my heart. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, so I won't have to go into much, just what your trouble is. You believe me to be his servant? You believe my story to be true?
Yes.
All right. They say you should have an operation. It's for a growth. The growth is in the stomach.
Yes.
That is right. You put your hand on your stomach. Somebody noticed that. A fella coming from out there before I said it. Now, if God will reveal to me what your name is, will you believe me to be his prophet, his servant?
Yes.
Mrs. Cole, you return home. Very well. God bless you, sister. Have faith in God. Don't you doubt. You believe with all your heart. How do you do? Now, here's Anglo-Saxon and Anglo-Saxon. We are strangers to one another. I do not know you, but God knows you. If God will reveal, just a moment, something in the audience, somebody struck faith. The woman sitting right there with her head bowed, praying with a little green hat on, sitting right down here in front of me, an elderly-like woman, sitting there praying with arthritis. All right, sister, just raise up your hand. You looked around, look that way. All right, your arthritis left you. You don't have to come. Stay right where you are. Go on home. I want to ask you people something. Who did she touch? She never touched me. I'm 30 feet from her. But she touched that high priest. You believe? Now the woman that was touched, that she touched God and God touched her. Are we strangers to one another? Wave your hand, lady. That's right. I don't know you. Those things were true, what was said. Is that right? All right. You have your request. You touched Jesus Christ. You're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. Somebody's going blind. They're blind. A blind person. That's right. They're not here. They've either been in California or in California. They're in California. It's a woman. You believe? Then go on as you believe. So will it be? God bless you. Have faith. Don't you doubt. You believe out there with all of you? Just believe now with all your heart. How do you do, lady? All right. There's quite a difference maybe in our age. Maybe. But as far as I know in my heart, this is my first time being with you, standing by you. I don't know you, so God does know you. If God will reveal to me something about you, that something like is in your heart, something that you want, or something, that you know whether it's the truth or not. You're the judge of that. Well, if he knows what has been, surely you can take his word for it. If he can tell you what has been, you know it. What will be true. All right? May he grant it. Now, somewhere the angel of the Lord left the platform. The Spirit of God went in. Here it is. It's that colored man sitting back here in a corner, a praying. You suffer with sinus. If that's right, raise up your hand. All right? You touched something, brother. You never touched me. I don't know you. You touched the high priest. Do you believe him? Then it's over. Just believe on him. I ask you to believe on him. I never seen that man in my life. If I know of, unless it's on a street or passing somewhere or coming up and down the church, I don't know the man. If you're a stranger to me, sir, raise up your hand so that people will see it. You and I are strangers. Now tell me, I want to ask you, what did the man touch? Jesus Christ, our high priest. Then my message about him is truth. He's living. Then take my water. Flee away from these morgues and come to a living Christ. Take your name, if it's on some church book, forget it. Put your name in the book of heaven by a new experience of accepting him and being born again. Where are we at? What time is it? Don't let me stay too long. Now, I believe this is a woman. Excuse me, lady. I just have to follow that way it goes. That's all I know to do. Let's look to the Lord. See what... Yes. You're in a serious condition. You have a growth. And you're worried about it. You think if God can tell me where that growth is, would it help your faith? It would. It's on the breast. It's on the right breast. That is true, isn't it? Wait a minute. Yes. You got somebody on your heart. And somebody that's been a Christian. You are the mother of a dope addict girl that was healed of dope taken in my meeting. Her name was Helena. She was a dancer or something or other. And that girl is getting weak, getting away from God, and she's on your heart to pray for her. That thus saith the Lord. That is true. Come here. In the name of Jesus Christ, bring that child back. Heal this mother for the glory of God. Amen. Don't you doubt. Be all right. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Do you believe? How many remembers that in the beginning when I'd have to take the person's hand, you lay it on mine, you see those things happening? How many remembers that? How many remembers that I told you that the Lord told me it would come to pass if I'd be humble and sincere, that I would be, it would reveal the secrets of the heart. If it would be that first sign like they did to Moses, the second sign would be on. How many remembers that? You say, does God take a gift away? No, sir. Come here, sir. I don't know you. You're a stranger to me. Lay your hand on mine. Yes, sir. Come up here. Stomach trouble. That's right. Let me show you something. Look here. Take this other hand of yours. Lay this hand on mine. No difference, is it? Notice this. See here? No difference. Now I put my hand on. No difference, is it? Now watch when I put this hand on. There comes a difference. Swells and little red dots running across. I mean, little white dots running across. Look how my hand turns. See? That's like a... See what it is? Being anointed. That's the reason laying hands on the sick for the anointed. See? Laying hands on the sick, anointed. It's not me that's doing these things. I don't know them. I don't know the people. I don't know you. But see, there's something in you that would kill you. See? And that is the devil. A spirit, a lie, something, eating, a lie. It's trying to take your life. That's the reason it vibrates back. Now you just watch so you be sure to look. Now look here. It ain't the way I move my hand. Of course, them white things, look, you see my hand here? See? Now look, I'll take this hand of yours. See? I take your left hand. That doesn't do it there. Now put this one here. Now, there it is. See? Now you're just as much human in this hand as you are in this hand. Is that right? But see, what is it? It's your right hand to me that you believe me. It's my left hand to you, to my heart, that I love you. My right hand to God, that he's my guide, my praise. Now, come here just a minute. I want you to watch. Let me lay my hand here so you can see it. Now, if it goes away, now, by the Spirit of God, I believe I can make it go, but I can't keep it away. But if you can see it go, then that'll help you, won't it? Yes, sir. Now watch now, so you be sure. Now, put this hand here where I got my hand in. See? Now, this other hand here. See? So you, there it is. Now, I want you to keep your eyes open. I want you to watch it. I want the audience to bow your head just a minute. Our Heavenly Father, not to show. But we're in the last days. We're in the last hours of the day. The sun is setting. The evening lights are shining. The prophet said it shall be light in the evening time. So there will be a day that wouldn't could be called day or night. That's what we've had. Just organizations, denominations. But in the evening time, it shall be light. The light rises in the east and sets in the west. Civilization has traveled with the sun. The light sprung up in the east on the eastern people, the Son of God. And now the sun is setting in the west, and civilization has moved all the way to the west. The next is the east. The evening lights are shining. The man is watching my hand. Now, he sees that it's still vibrating on my hand. He's sick, Father. I pray for mercy. I pray that you will make it to leave him through Christ our Lord. I'm stubborn. Before I open my eyes, it hasn't changed. It's the same. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Just the same thing. Now, just a minute. Everybody believe me. Lord, I have told this little group of people here tonight that you raised from the dead and said, in my name they shall cast out devils. That man knows that devil is a tormentor. And the word devil means a tormentor. So he's watching my hand. He sees the reaction of it in his own eyes. He's watching it. He's watching to see what happens. Help, Lord. You give the promise. I believe you. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of the man. Now, before I move my hand or you do anything, it's gone, hasn't it?
Yes.
Or open your eyes.
Oh.
I've never looked at my hand yet. There it is.
Praise God.
Now look here, sir. Take this hand here. The outlook. Take this hand here. The outlook. Now something's happened, hasn't it?
Yes.
Gone.
Praise
You're free.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Believe with all your heart. All right. You believe with all your heart? Just have faith in God. Don't doubt. Come, let the next person come. Now, don't doubt. Have faith in God. I still feel that back there that I... Oh, I'm going to turn my head. Watch here. Come here, lady. Just touch my hand. If God will reveal to me looking this way what your trouble, you believe me to be his servant? You will, this lady? All right. Do you believe God will heal your heart trouble and make you well? You believe it? You make your heart trouble and make you well? You accept it? Raise up your hand.
Praise.
All right. Born
now.
Say thanks be to God.
Thank
believe
you.
With all your heart.
Hallelujah.
All right, sir?
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Now, lady, if you believe that you'll never be crippled up with that arthritis, he'll make you well. You believe that? Just keep on moving.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise.
Go believe. Hallelujah. All right. Come now, lady.
Hallelujah. Praise.
Now, you're a young woman. What's your trouble? It's nervousness. You just can't find a place to start. Is that right? Ever they tell you get next to yourself, it's all in your mind, but it isn't. Something's making you scared, see? That's right. You're frightened. This is your spot. Come out of the woman, Satan. I challenge thee in the name of Jesus Christ to leave the
spirit.
Now you started. Just keep praying.
Be
made well in the name of Jesus Christ. Come. Now this woman was healed while she sat in a chair the same thing, so he just might as well go on.
Praise
yours is
God,
the time. Just keep on moving.
Praise
Christ,
God, God.
You believe with all your heart? Just a moment. That lady, kind of heavy set, sitting there looking at me with the hernia. You believe that God will make you well? All right. You can have what you ask for.
Amen.
I do not know the lady. I've never seen her in my life. But she was praying this. Just a few moments ago, that night was over. She was praying for God to call her tonight. If that's right, wave your hand back and forth, lady, like it's the sort of sea. All right. There you are.
Hallelujah.
If you will believe, it will leave you.
Hallelujah.
Just have faith in God.
Thank
Don't
you.
Doubt. Amen. The man next, no, it's a woman next to her sitting there. Having those headaches, do you believe that God will make you well? Raise up your hands if you want to accept your healing. Have faith in God. Don't. Now, what if I told you it's already healed? Would you believe me? Just keep moving. Jesus Christ makes you well. Don't you see he's God? Here's such a colored woman, the second woman sitting there in the seat, sitting right there looking at me. You believe that God can take that anemic condition away from you and make you well? Then you can have what you ask for. Go and believe.
Mm-hmm.
Have faith. What if I said Jesus Christ makes you well? Would you believe it? All right. Go. You may well. What if I told you your back trouble was healed while you sat there? Do you believe me? Then just keep on going. Saying, thank you. What if I told you, sitting down there, lady, believe with all your heart that head trouble. It's got that black hat on, that colored lady sitting right there. You believe that God would heal that and make you well, the head trouble? You believe it? You accept it? Raise up your hand if you do. All right, you can have what you ask for. How many of you out there believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Believe that he's a resurrected Jesus. How many knows that these signs shall follow them that believe? Raise your hand. How many believers are here? Raise your hand. How many knows that he's alive? Then lay your hands on one another. I'll pray for you. Every one of you can be healed. He keeps his word here. He keeps his word there. Do you believe it? Lay your hands over on one another then and pray one for the other.
Thank you.
Our Heavenly Father, we commit this audience to you as believing people, the resurrected Christ, beyond the shadow of doubt. You are not dead, but you're alive forevermore. The great conqueror, they have come, they have seen. How may they go tell others? Now he's not dead, he's not in a tomb or organization, but he's alive in the hearts of his people. Grant it through Jesus Christ's name.
I believe in divine healing. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I believe in the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. I believe in every gift that God gave to his church. I'm for them 100%. But I believe I'm not in for a lot of this year's super-duper healing that we have around today. I would just like to make a remark here. Some time ago, there was a brother, and it isn't my precious brother Tommy Hickey, which I regard as a true servant of Christ. There was another man in another country, and in this country, there was just all-time God super-duper healer, super-duper healer, you know, like that. And I got a letter after the man had from the Lutheran Church. My secretary here knows we have it on file. I wouldn't call the man's name because it's not Christian. Although I disagree with the man's ideas, but that's perfectly right. I love him. He's my brother. But it just got to a place to where you just got to have some kind of a sensation or whip it up or something other like that, see. And that's no good. Brother, bodily exercise does very little. And so this Lutheran minister wrote this minister back a letter. And he said, "You American evangelists who come here, so with all your super-duper healing to everybody." And now this sounds like a little bouquet to myself, but God knows I don't mean it in that way. But he said, when little Deborah Statscliffe died, a baby, and that mother had stood there that day in India and California, where that baby had died and was cold, and seen laid that baby over in Brother Branham's arms, and him stand there and pray for it, and the baby started screaming and kicking and handed back to him. He also knew of the Mexican case, which we can base this full gospel businessman, a statement you have to have something stated from a doctor. When that little Mexican baby had died that morning at 9 o'clock, and this was 11 o'clock that night, doctor wrote his statement out. Brother Espinosa, which many of you seem to God brother know, he was the one who put a statement from the doctor that he died. And I saw a vision out over the crowd when 20,000 Catholic people come to Christ in Mexico City. I said, "Don't you just take that. I don't know that baby. I just saw a vision out here." And Billy, it was 30 or 40 ushers couldn't keep that little woman out of the prayer line with that baby. She'd run between her legs and everything. So finally, I sent Jack Moore down. I said, "Go pray for it." I looked out here and I see a little Mexican baby smiling. I said, "Wait a minute, bring it here." And when I put my hands on that blanket, it was poured down rain all day and had been standing there since early that morning. This is about 11 o'clock at night. And put my hands over on the little baby, he began kicking and squealing, and they began screaming. So then they taken it down and got the statement, went to the doctor. The doctor said, "I pronounced the baby dead this morning at 9 o'clock. It died within the morning." And so then those things are true. They are statements. It has to be. We should always be honest and truthful about anything. Don't make it any, just let it be what it is. God don't need any help on anything. You see, he's God. So this, he said, "Now, but when this mother called up Brother Branham in America, crying to him over the phone, 'Come over and raise up my little baby,' and in the United States government, her husband is a chaplain in the Army, and you all know Jesus, many of you, wrote my book, A Prophet Visits Africa. And that poor little Norwegian mother, screaming top of her voice, said, 'Brother Branham, I'll stand there when that baby comes alive.' Said, 'We believe you to be a servant of Christ.' Said, 'Come lay your hands upon my baby. And it'll live.' Just died just in a moment, too, in the morning. That's sick about 4 hours, Father. And these men have been around there hollering, screaming, and jumping up and down, saying, 'God go raise up, God go raise up.' And said, by that, the American, not the American Airlines, the United States Army was going to fly me over in a jet and back in the day. See? And I said, 'Before I come, let me find the will of the Lord.' So I prayed 2 days, and that doctor's so nice, left the baby lay there. Then one morning, I got up and started walking out into the kitchen. I looked, standing there over just the light, about the size of that light there, circling around, and said, 'Don't touch that. Don't rebuke that. That's the hand of the Lord.' I run right back and called the nation and called and said, 'I cannot come.' And this Lutheran minister said, 'Why don't you wait till you get a clear-cut decision from God, like Brother Branham did, and then you know what you're talking about.' Now, that is it, brother. If we're just not jump at conclusions and wait and get a clear-cut decision from God. And all this year, healing sinners that don't know nothing about God, I believe that divine healing is based upon a principle that you ought to come to God first and give your heart to Him and wash up your lives in the blood of Jesus Christ, and then God will go to work with you and heal you. Just like this brother said about the little woman he prayed for down there, a saint of God, you see. In my life, I've made many mistakes. I've done lots of things that's wrong. Now, probably if I live much longer, I'll do many more. Perhaps some of them will be stumbling blocks in your way. I hope that you forgive me. I was reading of Abraham, how that the frustrations that he had, how that he, my things that he did, he doubted God and he lied about his wife and everything. But when his divine commentary was written in Romans 4, it never mentioned his mistake, but said Abraham never staggered at the unbelief through God, but was strong. All of his mistakes was all forgotten about when the divine commentary of his life was written. His frustrations wasn't even mentioned. His mistakes wasn't mentioned. Brother, I hope that when my commentary is read that day that he'll rub mine out to him, won't think about it. I hope you do too. God bless.